Listener Blaine says, more bluegrass. I'm from the mountains. Listener Renda left a web comment on Jamila Erickson's interview with Kathy and Bill Furplis of the historic Amuse You Theater in Southport, hosting Rock and Roll is Here to Stay. Loved your interview. Both of you sound great on the radio. Can't wait to see the show. I love that era of music. Listener Richard wrote, Rachel Lewis Hilburn did not give the full picture Tuesday when she reported that people in more religious states donate a greater portion of their income to charity than people in less religious states. Of course, churchgoers contribute to their churches, and non-religious people do not, but that doesn't mean the latter are less generous. What Ms. Hilburn did not mention from the study was that people in less religious states give more to secular charities such as cancer research and public radio than do their Bible Belt counterparts. Delthea Simmons, who says she writes, quote, from the wilds of Pender County, unquote, also wrote on this topic, while I do not remember the report stating straight out that religion causes charitable giving, that did seem to be the implication. You seem to overlook another correlation, poverty. The most religious parts of our nation also tend to be the poorest parts of the country. Poor people, being poor and dependent on each other, tend to be more empathetic, more knowledgeable of need, and by extension, more generous. This is not to say that religion in no way makes one more generous, but it does say that more than one explanation is possible. And do keep in mind, these same religious regions held on to Jim Crow, relate to full public education, and see workers' rights as antithetical to worker job security. History shows that while religion can produce a Martin Luther King or a Gandhi, it's not a sure bet. SG left a web comment on Rachel's story on cement kilns in North Carolina. Thank you, WHQR, for covering this national story that has real implications for our coastal community. And the following is from Sandy Evans, president of the North Carolina Jazz Festival. Sandy, by the way, is also a volunteer at WHQR. Excellent web article by Bob Workman about an excellent program by Willard Fields. The next step would be a better time slot for this jazz show. Local jazz lovers are very happy with George Scheibner's program, Midday Cafe, which features wonderful jazz standards, and would also enjoy hearing the different styles of jazz presented by Willard at an earlier time in the weekend before they fall asleep. Thanks for making jazz a larger part of the WHQR programming. Janie Paoni wrote about a recent commentary on porch frogs. Thank you so much, Andy Wood. What a beautiful commentary this morning. And Janie and Chuck also wrote about George Scheibner, who is still recuperating, but who returned to the air earlier this week. So happy to hear your voice again. You're the best. Just take it easy. You got a long way to slide. And Layla B. also wrote, so glad to hear your voice this evening, George. You're an important part of my day every day, and I've missed you dearly. All the best to you. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.